At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Call, the Director of News here at University Relations. I'm joined by Rocco Fasillo from Strategic Initiatives at WVU. On August 1st, all campuses at West Virginia University went 100% tobacco and smoke-free. What exactly does that mean?
In order to promote a culture of health and wellness across all WVU, the Board of Governors earlier this year changed the rule to include banning all e-cigarettes and vaping products in addition to all tobacco products.
Who does this updated policy affect? Is this just faculty, staff, and students?
Everyone who touches any of the three campuses, including Morgantown, Kaiser, and Beckley.
Tell me a little bit about how this is going to be enforced.
There's three prongs to it. One is awareness through doing things like this, outreach and constant communications to all our audiences. Secondly, through education, we're creating a student ambassadors program. In partnership with WVU, students will go out and provide education, resources about prevention and not using the products.
And there's a compliance officer that's also going to be on the Morgantown campus?
And that's the third prong, and that's accountability. And accountability comes in two phases. One, there's a dedicated website that went started on July 22nd where anybody can anonymously report a violation of the policy. Secondly, on the Morgantown campus, we'll have a compliance officer whose job will be to patrol all of WVU Morgantown campus, and if he sees violators, to write notices of policy violations.
Rocco, thank you very much. And don't forget, that website, again, has a lot of information. It's tobaccoandsmokefree.wvu.edu.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.